Blog Talk Radio.
And Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Well, welcome everyone. I am just in a fantastic mood today. I don't know why. I'm just on cloud nine, just happy. Not for any particular reason, just feel good. Well, anyway, welcome to the show. And the show phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The time right now is 3:01 on the West Coast and it's 6:01 on the East Coast. The chat room is open. Miss Nina's not here today. They're having a family celebration gathering, so she'll be back next Sunday. So what I'm going to do is go back and forth. I'm going to take the calls, of course, and periodically I will go into the chat room and ask, find out if there are any questions. Okay, so we'd like to give everyone a chance to ask a question or validate readings. That's why we ask for one question per caller. Always take a deep breath and focus on your question for the best answer. Remember, the answers we give can change due to life circumstances. Please don't play games with us. We take this seriously, and we do this from love and light, from our hearts. If your phone is blocked with a 111, you may get disconnected. So please call in with the number that will be received. We have fun, laughter, and as well, profound information. If no one has told you today that they love you, well, I do. Believe that. Now, a little bit about me. I do angel readings. I do past life readings. I even connect with the loved ones that have passed over. I'm a visionary. I do Chinese tarot, soul cards, and regular tarot readings. And I do those readings. I usually do those in person. So when people come to my house, I do it. Why? Because I tape those sessions for accuracy so that you as a client can go back and listen to the tape to find out, you know, that all that I said was true. Okay, and what else? Oh, I got to tell y'all, full moon was yesterday, the 8th. Yeah, today's the 9th. So, and I think it's in Capricorn. Yeah. So, you know, be careful. And the new moon, mark it down, will be July 23rd. Okay, July 23rd is the new moon. I want to say happy birthday to all the Cancers out there. God bless you. I hope you are enjoying a good birthday this year, all of you. Okay, I'm going to do a couple of prayers, and then we're going to begin. First prayer is a cleansing prayer. We are now choosing to cleanse ourselves and release any and all thought forms, beings, situations, and energies that are no longer of service to our highest and our greatest good across all planes of our existence, across all universes, and across all lifetimes. We ask that all energies that are less than love be transmuted to the highest good of all. Okay, I put up some new prayers yesterday on the website, so you're more than welcome to go in there. Oh, by the way, the website is www.theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess.com. If you want a psychic reading, because we do one-on-one Monday through Friday, just go in there and pull up psychic readings. But also go to prayers, because like I said, I revise some prayers, and you might find them quite interesting, actually, because the prayer, and I revise the 23rd song and something else. So, but you have to go on there to the website and look under prayers. Okay, so this is one of the new ones. Our souls are now manifesting and providing here and now our commandments and creations to give us our life experiences of excellent health, total and unconditional love, huge wealth, huge prosperity, and immense joy from known and unknown beings, entities, spirits, souls, from all dimensions of time and space here and now. Our souls are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the source and the universe. Thank you. We are, so be it. It is already done. Now, this is one that I've done before, but I tweaked it and did a little bit different because I always have you guys do it with me, and we do it three times, okay? Something great is happening to our souls. Doors are opening everywhere. Again, something great is happening to our souls. Doors are opening everywhere. One more time, repeat it with me. Something great is happening to our souls, or you could say my soul, of course. Doors are opening everywhere. Okay, and I want to thank everybody for joining us around the world in the chat room or on the phone. And I see us a couple of people in the chat room, so let me just say good afternoon to What's the Frequency and good afternoon to Teresa. Thank you for joining the show. I'll be back checking if you have questions. Okay, so I think, as they say, without further ado, we shall begin. So our first call is area code 402. Welcome to the show. You're on with Linus today. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Diane. Thank you very much for talking to me today.
Well, you're most welcome, Diane. Thank you for being the first call. Okay, and what can I help you with today, young lady?
Well, I've been going through a very stressful time. I recently learned that the house where I was planning on living in, I'd lived there before, but family house where I plan on living in has been largely destroyed by water and mold, and most of my possessions I think I will have to throw out. And my question is just any impressions you see for me in terms of helping myself get through this struggle to get everything worked out, whether it's to rebuild or to move on, whatever it may be. Any guidance you can offer?
Okay. As you were talking, two things. The angel said move on, and secondly, there's a gentleman that's going to help you clean, I don't know about clean the house out, but will help you gather your stuff together to get out of the house. So, and he's a friend, a tall guy. You probably know who he is, but anyway, he's a friend, and
yes.
He will come and assist you to help you get your stuff out and, you know, whatever you want to keep or throw away. But the angels are saying move, yes. Mm-hmm. Move. Your spirit will lighten up. You are in a dark, like a shadow area. So when you move, the sunshine is going to come in. In other words, your energy is changing and it's going to open up. So I see an apartment. Were you looking at a two-bedroom apartment?
No, I'm looking to get out of an apartment. That's why I was going to go back to that house. It was a two-bedroom house, though.
Okay. Well, no, they don't want you to go back to that house.
But the spirit is saying to move away from that?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But they're showing me a two-bedroom apartment, so you said you're in one now that you're trying to get out of because you wanted to go back. There's another one coming up. And I'll tell you, this one I see white. So evidently the building, look for a white color. And it kind of looks like a condo. I mean, they're it's an apartment. I don't know what you call those, but they're like condos. It's upstairs, downstairs, but, you know, small, one bedroom. But I see you moving in there. And 3 weeks, they're telling me. So it's not too far away, Diane. Said 3 weeks you should be moving to that. So kind of look around at, as you're looking for somewhere to live. And if you see something white that has the, looks like a condo, that's you. Check it out. Because
okay.
I see that the rent will be what you can afford. You know, it won't put you in harm's way. It's reasonable. And the
okay.
neighborhood is good, too. I see it's a good neighborhood, too. It's quiet. Kind of like it's elderly people around there. That's what they're showing me now, like elderly. So it's a quiet place, quiet community. That's what I want to say. It's a quiet community.
Okay.
Yeah. I know you
okay.
probably wanted to go back, but no, no. You're growing. You're going past that now. So that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Okay. All right. Do you see me? I've lived in a one-bedroom for so long now. Do you see me getting a roommate, moving in with anyone by chance? Or is it just me seeing that two-bedroom?
Right now, I just see you. But you know things can change.
Sure.
You know
okay.
things can change due to life circumstances. But I see you right now. But, you know, maybe when you get it, there will be, you know, another lady or somebody that will, you know, be a roommate with you.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and you have a wonderful week, young lady.
Thank you. Same to you.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Next caller, area code 270. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello. I'm Joy.
Hi, Joy. How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Fine, but I'm feeling depression off you. What's going on? What's wrong?
I
got depressed real quick.
I'm single, and I was wanting to know if that'll change anytime soon.
Oh, that's pretty good, Joy. What I was feeling off you, because I'm an empathic psychic, is what you want to know. When is the depression going to stop? Oh, okay. Three things: love yourself, forgive yourself, think the highest good. Say that every day. I love
okay.
myself, I forgive myself, and I thank you, highest good. Now, I say highest good because, you know, people have religions or beliefs or whatever. So the highest good is whatever that is, if it's God, Muhammad, Source, whatever. But every day I'm thankful, I forgive myself. You don't even have to say for what, because you don't know what the day holds. You're just starting the day out with a high energy and perspective, right?
Right.
This will help you. Also, go to my website, and there's a couple of prayers over there that I'm sure that will lift your spirits, too. I'm not saying you have to say them every day. That's up to you, but it will lift your spirits. But I feel like you got to bring yourself out. You're letting things get next to you. Stop it.
Stop it.
You're better than that, Joy. You know, I can feel your spirit. You're a good person. You're a good lady. You know, because people come to you and talk a bunch of junk, you don't have to listen to it. That's garbage, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're better than that. Just tell people, like, I don't even want to hear that right now. You know, if you can't talk to me with something positive or uplifting, then I don't want to hear about it. Keep it to yourself.
Okay.
All right. Okay, and there's a promotion coming. The angels are telling me there's a promotion coming. I don't know where you're working at, but somebody's looking at you to move you up. Or either you're thinking about moving up. I'm sorry?
I said I could use it. I've definitely been thinking about it.
Okay, well, they're telling me there's a promotion. Somebody's watching is going to come and talk to you about another position. And it's more
okay.
money, too. So it's not just like a lateral move promotion or something. No, it's right now they're showing me $2.50 more. Per hour.
Okay.
Okay. Think about it. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling, Joy, and have a wonderful day and a good week, young lady.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Next call is, let's see, area code 860. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Amla. How are you?
I'm sorry. This is who?
It's Amla.
Oh, Amra. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. It's a good day in the life. Good day.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. So I have a question. Do you see me reconnecting with this? My heart can't let go of this person. And it's just, he's hot and cold. Like, I saw him 2 weeks ago, and he was cold then. So I don't know what's happening. What do you feel for, what's going on with this person? Are we going to have a talk sooner or later? Because this is just, I don't know.
What's the guy's name?
Jay.
Just his first name. I don't want his whole name. Huh?
Jay. Jay.
Jay. Okay.
Yep.
Let's see. Did we ask about him before?
About Jay? Yes. This is a long time ago, though. I haven't talked to you in a while.
You're not being desperate, are you, Amara?
No.
Okay, okay.
No.
I know some people don't want to let go, and they just hold on and hold on. And if it's not working, then that's your, not a red flag, but your hint to move on, that that's not for you. I got a little bit of a headache on the right side thinking about Jay. I don't think Jay's the man for you. There's somebody else coming. Who is this guy? The angels are showing me right now. He's kind of thick, probably 5'11", and he's mixed. I think he's half black, half white.
Okay.
And Jovico. God, he's a nice guy. Funny as heck. That's what the angels are showing me. He's really got a hell of a sense of humor.
Okay.
And wow. There's something. He has seen you. And I'm seeing a lot of people. I'm trying to see where was it at that he saw you so that you two can meet up again. It's like, God, it's a lot of people. But it's outside. It's almost like a farmer's market. You know where that is?
Okay.
Like people buy fruits and vegetables and all that stuff. He's there. And that's where he saw you, because he was shopping. So is there a farmer's market that's close to you, Amara, that's not too far from you?
I just was there this morning.
Oh, my God. Girl, you got my hair standing up. Stop it. Woo. My God. Okay. Woo. Okay, well, anyway, take a trip back. Not today. Not today, but if you go next Sunday, look for this guy. T. I'm getting initial T. Ted.
Okay.
Ted.
Okay.
Or Tay. T-E-E, okay, because I'm getting Ted more than a Tay. But anyway, that's him. So remember what I just told you, what he looked like. So look for this guy now, because this is your new mate that's coming up. Good guy. I mean, the humor in him is very good spiritual. But he's just that kind of guy. Like, he could be a comedian, but he's not. He's a businessman. He just has a heck of a sense of humor.
Okay.
So anyway, but at the farmer's market, God, thank you for that, for validating. That was, whew, kind of creepy, but it was good. Okay, Amara, I got a full board, so I got to go on to the next call. But anyway, call me back and let me know when you meet this guy. Now, remember Ted and what he looks like, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend, lady. Okay, next call, area code 402. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Good.
Good. Wonderful. Good. And what can I answer for you today, young lady?
I am looking at several different sources of income outside of my work that may come to fruition. Can you look at that for me, please?
Oh, is it like a hobby, huh? Like a hobby,
well,
or something you want to do on the side beside working?
Actually, well, I have my full-time job, but there is, there's several things. But one of them is to do some part-time online phone support of a particular nature.
Oh, okay.
And then there's some other things going on, too.
Okay, I'm getting food, mechanics, social help, social worker. That's probably your phone support because they're saying like
it
social
is.
Worker, and he'd be helping. Okay, social
yeah.
worker. The social worker part will touch your heart. There's a woman
yes,
that you're going
to
help.
And, I need to serve, and that's going to be great.
Okay, but you're going to help this woman, and it's going to really touch your heart. I'm not going to say she's in a bad way, but your conversation, when she talks to you, you almost save her life. So I'll put it like that. So, yes,
cool.
You are needed on that phone, yes. There's a woman that's waiting just for you to get that job, and when she calls in, you'll know. From this conversation right now, your mind's going to go back to this conversation. Wow. Yeah. But
cool.
It won't touch your heart. Yeah. But it's good. I mean, you know, you got a good spirit. Come on
oh,
now.
Oh, yeah.
You got a good spirit.
Yes.
So, but it's like this is your destiny. This is what you're here for, is to help other people. Not only to
mm-hmm.
forgive them, but to forgive yourself and help them. You know? So that's what you're here. You're kind of like, you know, not kind of, because I'm not going to say kind of. The angels are telling me you are an angel. You come in this realm as an angel to help people. So you've been through a lot of shit in your life already, and they know that. But it's brought you to the point now that your empathy and your spirit and the love within your soul is ready now to help people with an open mind and good energy.
Great.
Yeah.
That's encouraging.
So that's good. So listen, Miss Angel, go on out there and help them people, because you know we got a lot of mental folks that need help.
Oh, yeah.
And not only just the mental, just people that, you know, life.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to become, I've been a therapist in the past. I'm not licensed right now, but I'm going to do anxiety support services, which are greatly needed.
We'll see. Thank you, too, Karen. Thank you. Yeah, well, you're on your path now. You're on your path. Your journey is just going to get brighter and brighter. It's like looking at the sun, and the more it shines, you got to be careful you don't hurt your eyes. This is how your life is going to evolve now for the rest of the year. And on,
wow.
Not just the rest of the year, but on. Yeah, because you're in your destiny now. You're in your path. So, you know, any support, call on your angels, your guides, your archangels, your master spirits. They will be there to help you and support you, so that as you're having these conversations with people in need of help, you'll be saying just what they need to hear to help
Excellent.
Them.
I'm trying to sell some land too, so I can quit my full-time job and do this full-time. Does that land sale look good? I'll do it one way or another, but.
Yeah, the part of helping people can become, it can be full time. It just depends where you, they're telling me out of your home. Well,
yeah.
She said phone support.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. They said it'll grow, but they're not telling me to tell you to leave your job yet. So I
okay.
guess as
oh,
your
yeah.
phone support grows, then
mm-hmm.
you can, you know, slowly let the job go, you know, because you'll be making money. But they're just saying, they're not saying, they're just not telling me, oh, yeah, leave your job and go ahead and do this full time. No.
Right.
Yeah. As it builds
up. It's a don't quit your
to.
Day job, yeah, you know. Until,
yeah.
You know, either the land sells and then I can afford to just, you know, leave the job, or wait till this other thing grows enough that I can afford to move over to it. Yeah.
And they'll help you. Let me tell you, the angels and people will help you. So tell your soul,
yeah.
put it out there, bring it in. Yeah.
All right.
You're
going
to do good.
Thank
like
you.
I said, you were an angel. Let me tell you, when you pray
you.
Or meditate, ask, and they will validate that. It might make you a little shaky for a minute, but that's okay. You came back to help people and to give them a cause and effect. So that's a good thing. Yeah,
yes.
So I just want to say right now, congratulations, Karen, and thank you, Angel. Thank you.
Thank you for
All
the encouragement.
Right.
All right.
Oh, of course.
Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful week. Thanks for calling. All right, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus and Nina, although Nina's not here. She's with the family here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And let me check the chat room right quick. Okay. What's her frequency is asking, do I see her getting a promotion at her current job? 90 days, which is in 3 months, yes. And I see the piece of paper is just flying. It's just flying in the wind. It's like as soon as you sign it, it's a done deal. It's over with. You got it. So, yep, you're going to get a promotion in about 3 months. And the money will be good. Okay. All right. We'll get back to the calls now. Area code 925. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is your sister, Teresa. How are you?
Hi, Teresa. Sister Teresa. Listen, I have something else to add. I'm so glad you called. Besides the black cohosh, 2 vitamin D pills with that. 3 days before,
okay.
And then 3 days when you begin. You know what we talked
okay.
about. So 3 days before
yeah.
it begins, and then 3 days after it begins, and you will be perfect. Perfect.
You know, someone else told me about something I never heard of. It's called Shatavari. It's an Indian herb from India.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually supposed to balance you.
Okay, that's what the cohosh and the vitamin D does. But if it's only one pill you have to take and do all that, perfect. I don't like taking medication, so perfect. If you can get it all in one pill, God bless you.
I'll take them all if it works. So I have a question for you, Linus.
Okay.
What do you see around my work? Now, the owner of the company are working with my old boss. They had hired him to kind of merge the businesses together, the business that they bought from us and their old business. And for both businesses, this is the slow time of the year. It's really slow. Once September hits, it gets really busy. But it's really busy. I mean, really, really slow right now. But with the merging, it's the time to get things straightened out, you know, because it's slow.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of pressure being pushed on 2 of us. We don't have enough people that we need. A lot of it has to do with getting funds, you know, the money's coming in straightened out. But I just want to make sure that it doesn't put me in a position where I'm without a job.
No, it won't. But I'm going to tell you, as you were talking, Teresa, the angel said they're going to hire a third person, but it'll be part-time. It won't be full-time.
Okay.
It'll be just to come in and help you and the other lady. But they are going to hire a third person. And why they're going to hire this person is because you're going to go to your boss with all this paperwork and say, look, it just cannot be done within 8 hours. It can't.
Right.
We got to have help.
Yeah.
So, you know, if it's just somebody 4 hours a day, suggest this to him because he will. If it's just 4 hours a day for 4 days a week, 20 hours, that's okay. That's a help for you.
Right.
But, yeah, they will hire, but part-time. You're right. There is budgetary concerns. You are so correct. But they will hire. Yes, they will. But you got to go to him. I see you. Huh? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I've been doing a lot of billing. So, you know, money should come in because there's been a lot of billing that was let go. So it's a matter of that coming in, and then that should balance things out. But at the same time, I can't do billing and do all these other things that he wants me to do. I can only do one at a time.
Yep. Well, this is why he's
I mean, I can multitask, but...
Yeah, but you're a human being, too. You're not a robot.
Yeah.
So come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So, but, they will. What I see you doing, what they're showing me, is that you have a stack of papers, and you go in his office, and you say, look, we need to have a meeting. And you're showing him. That's what they're showing me. You're across the desk, and you say, see all this? Blah, 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 blah. It can't be done. You're going to have to hire a part-time person. And when he physically sees it, then he'll go ahead. The company will go ahead and hire a part-time person. It's like you saying it and you're doing the work, they don't see it. But if you physically show him, then he will. So, yeah, you're going to get another person.
Okay, because they did bring in another girl, but then they took her away from us. They have her doing something else. They have her doing shipping, and we need her for us.
Yeah.
We need her, you know, doing the administrative stuff, and it's like they took away what we needed. But I see it feels like they're putting pressure on him because he's putting more pressure on us. I think the owners are saying we want to see some more results, but I don't have a magic wand during a slow period to bring in business when this is just a slow season period.
Yeah, that's true. I understand. Well, do that, Teresa. Seriously, take that paperwork in there, and he will hire a third person, a part-time person for you guys.
Right.
Yeah. And he might even send that lady back over there to help you guys, but I do see a lady there part-time with you guys, with, you know, you and the other lady.
Good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can
all right, Sister
quick,
Teresa,
Do you see anything happening with my daughter's relationship with her boyfriend? Is that something serious?
Call me back. I would try and answer it, but I've got a full board, so call me back
problem.
And I'll answer the question. Okay.
Okay. Thank
all right,
you,
Teresa, and I love you, Sister
Take care.
Teresa.
Love you more.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Now, next call is area code 6. Oh, there we go. 610, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Sonia. How are you? Happy Sunday.
Hi, Sonia. Happy Sunday to you too, young lady. How you doing?
Yes. I'm doing good. It's a beautiful day here today. It's a not too bad afternoon. The sun peeking
good.
Out. I'm a sun lover, so... I'm not like a vampire who wants to live, you know, in the dark and like in a dungeon. No, I need light. Mm. I need sun to survive. So.
Yeah, me too. I love the light. I try to live in the light.
It's like energizing, you know. It's like makes you happy, and it's like they've done studies. Like, I'm not picking on Seattle, but you know that I think that's where they have the most serial killers.
Where? In Seattle?
Seattle, Washington.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes,
I live in Washington. Stop it.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to scare you.
No, we've only had, two here, Bundy and the Green River. Yeah, only two.
Well,
that's
but
all.
There's a lot of whack jobs there, though. I mean, a lot of, like, guys who, I don't know, it affects them. But people get gloomy, you know, like,
Well, just to let you know, you know, we're in the full moon. It began yesterday.
Yeah.
And when
we're
in the full moon,
weird.
People do get loony.
Yeah, I noticed that. Even the animals get loony at times.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, so I know you have a full board, so I'll be quick. A quick question here. I do have a job now, but I'm currently job hunting and I'm looking to move on for various reasons, growth, you know, better opportunity, all that good stuff. I've been looking, nothing yet. I put a few things out there. I look on this site from time to time, and something really good came up. I happened to see it actually yesterday. And it's a great company. They just had a merger with another big company, and they make, I think, between like $1 to $2 billion per year. So you can imagine how big they are. And they're looking for something pretty much up my alley. And one of the things they want is that someone who can speak Spanish fluently and write it, and that's me. And they also look for the technical aspect of it, the technical area, which is also my strong. So I'm going to apply, and I don't know if you're picking up anything as far as them, you know,
they will
me for
hire
an interview
you,
or something.
Yeah, they're going to hire you, but you're going to have to prove yourself to move up the ladder. I see they're hiring you at a lower scale, not at the bottom, but they're hiring you at a lower scale, so when you... kind of want to say prove to them, show them your abilities, mm-hmm. not only speak Spanish, mathematics, write it, whatever, they will move you up. You won't be in the dungeon. It's almost the angels are laughing. You won't be in the dungeon. You know, there's an old saying, you have to crawl before you walk, but once you stand up, start running. That's what you're going to be doing. You're going to start at the bottom, but you're going to move up fast because you're going to show them
like
that you're
how,
able to
okay,
do
it. Because, I mean, I do have the experience and everything they're looking for. I even have the education because I have a bachelor's degree from a good school. And what I'm doing is pretty much related. I'm a fast learner. To learn new things on my own. I like to come up with ideas. I'm not the type of worker who, okay, 9 to 5, I'm just going to do my job. No, I look for other things, you know, that could benefit the company. And I keep logs of the things I do. I like to share, and I like to help others. So I'll tell them that in an interview, you know. I'll
well,
show
yes.
them some samples of my work so they can see. And
do that.
They can put some to test me, you know, with a language thing. Now, how long do you think it would take, like, the hiring process, like, once I apply?
2 to 3 weeks.
Oh, that's fast. Okay. Because the job is really remote, you know? The job is...
Yeah, but it's got to go through 3 different hands before they say you got the job. So that's what I'm telling you.
Oh, that's relatively fast, though. That is relatively fast.
Yeah.
And how long do you think it takes for the...
Also, coming up. Why am I seeing transportation, yeah, for you?
I don't know. I got a relatively good car.
Okay. I don't know why they just said transportation, but anyway. Okay, go ahead. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
So as far as the promotion thing you said going up the ladder, like how long would that take?
To move up the ladder? 90 days. You're going to be there for 3 months
right.
before you make the move, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to hit
should be
them
normally...
Back.
Well, normally probation periods are six, 9 months or a year. But this for you, within 3 months, because they're going to see what you're able to do, that you're going to move right up the ladder. So it won't take long.
I'm going to hit them like with a rocket. Like they won't even know what hit them in the first place when they see what I can do. You know?
Okay, well, you're going to do good. I don't see any problems for you.
I have lots of ideas. I'm extremely organized. I really, really want to move on because the job I'm doing now, I'm underpaid. And not only that, the commute is a killer. It takes me some days just about an hour and a half just to get home. So on average, we're looking about 2 to 2.5 hours every day in commute. No?
Okay. That must be why they said the angel said transportation. Okay.
Yeah, and it's dangerous, you know, because I got to be commuting to another state in New Jersey. I live in PA. And they make it very picky for people to work from home, you know, which I could do my job from home, you know. But,
yeah.
I'm not going to focus on that. I'm focusing on the positive. It is time to move on. And this job came in like a sign, you know, when I saw it. It was like a sign from the sky to me.
Yes. Do apply. I also see that when you move up, the angels are telling me that you will have the opportunity to work at home 3 days a week. And two in the office.
No, this job is remote. It's 100% remote, this position. They specified it because the main company is all the way, ironically, in Washington, your state.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, there you go, Sonia. I'm wishing you the very best, girl. And
okay,
I know it's going to happen.
Okay, I'll let you know what happens, then. I'll be in touch.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you for calling. You're most welcome, young
Thanks,
lady.
Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Okay, next call, area code 956. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Yay, thank you. This is Tony.
Hi, Tony.
Hello?
I'm here, Tony.
I just wanted to see if you have, okay, if you have any, as far as anything, like any, in my love life, I should say.
Okay, are you involved with anybody right now, Tony?
Am I what I'm saying?
Okay. Are you involved with anyone at the present
time?
No,
I'm not.
Okay. Is there somebody on the back burner that you had an interest in and you're waiting to see if you hear anything?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right. Wow. I'm not picking up anything. You're not showing me anything for you, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
I see sunshine. I see traveling. I'm not seeing a man.
Well.
You're not showing me a... yeah. They're not showing me a man at all. Just like you're a fair weather person. Just kind of go with the flow. So, I don't know. They're not showing me. What I suggest, because I'm honest and I'm not going to tell you a lie,
mm-hmm.
is to call back next Sunday and maybe Nina will be on and both of us maybe we'll
mm-hmm.
be able to pick up something. But right now, I'm not picking up anything for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't. Well, there is somebody I am interested, but I don't know. I'm kind of shy about it.
There is someone that you're interested in?
Yeah, there is. I'm shy about it.
Tony, what's his first name?
Kevin.
Okay, stop right there. He's a musician? Does he play an instrument? That came right up, a musician.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. At least I don't think
doesn't
so.
Play in it. He doesn't play an instrument? Okay, that came right up. When you said Kevin, he said musician. Okay, let's see. Tony and Kevin. Well, you need to speak up. Let him know. Stop being so shy. Speak up. He doesn't know that you're interested in him. You know, let him know that, you know, you're interested in, so you two can start talking.
I kind of did. I remember I started running to him. I ran into him one time, and we've spoken, but not really, like, really spoken. Like, you know, we've seen each other. And I bought him a drink, We were at some place that I would like to go. And I bought him a drink. He's like, well, who got it for me? But I was like, don't say it was me. Just, like, I told
okay.
the bartender, do not let him know it's coming from me.
Okay, well, you want to connect with him. Why don't you want him to know that you bought the drink or anything? You're trying to connect with him. Girl, this is 2017.
Well,
we don't think nothing about buying a man a drink. Come on. This is we're in a new age now, so that's nothing.
I know.
But, you know, you need to connect with him because I'm not picking up anything bad on this guy, Kevin.
I get old-fashioned. I'm a little bit on the old.
Shy.
You know?
Old school.
Giant, I guess.
Well, okay, old school got
to
go now. This is 2017. Old school got to go. You got to be assertive and go after what you want. That's right. That's right. If you see something you want, go after it. You know, I'll tell any woman that and a guy, too.
He kind of has an idea that I have a thing for him. I think he does.
Okay, well, instead of an idea, make it true. Talk to him. Exchange phone numbers. So that you two can start having a conversation and find out where if you will have a relationship and where it'll go. But yeah, next time you see him, exchange phone numbers. Get to having a conversation. Know each other. But they're not picking up anything bad. So yeah, give him a chance. And give yourself a chance.
Well,
not just him,
well,
give yourself
give
a chance too.
The thing is, will he give me a chance? I
guess
I don't like rejection. I don't like rejection.
Listen, all rejection does is just help us to get to the correct guy.
Mm-hmm.
It lets us know that that was not either meant for us or that was not what we needed in our lives, that we wanted in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So rejection is not a bad thing. It's actually, it can be a blessing. It could save you. But anyway, for right now, Tony, you're fine. Give the guy a chance. Talk to him. Let me know how the relationship goes because, it's open. So talk to him. Put the old school away. As long as you respect yourself and honor yourself, you're going to show him that. And there's nothing wrong with being forward. It's okay for a woman to be forward. You know, as long as you know, we all flirt and stuff, but just, you know, keep it in perspective. So enjoy. Heck.
I guess I'm a little
bit shy. You see him at this week, give him exchange phone numbers. Huh?
I guess I am shy.
Okay, well, come on. He ain't going to walk up to the door and knock on the door and say, hi, it's Kevin.
All right.
Okay, so come on. Come on, young lady. You can do this. Come on, you can do this. and do it well, too. So come on. All right, I got to move on to the next call. Tony, I'm wishing you the very best, and I know it's going to be a fun adventure. So God bless you, honey. All right, have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, next call, area code 913. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is
Lindsay. Hello, hello. I'm sorry?
Hi, this is Lindsay. Lindsay?
Lindsay, how you doing, young lady?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. Terrific. So what can I answer for you today, Lindsay? You are so bubbly.
Okay.
I don't know why the angels are showing right now. Just so bubbly, even got me wiggling in the chair. Just bubbly.
I know.
You must have a beautiful personality. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No.
I pass it on. If they show me or tell me something, I pass it on. So, okay.
Okay. So I'm having some issues with my daughter's father. He's basically trying to make things as hard on me as possibly can. And I just wanted to know what you see about that.
What's his, give me his first name.
His first name. David.
Okay, that's all I want. How old is your daughter? Child is stressed. It's not good. Okay, let me concentrate on your ex. You're fine. You're fine. I'm feeling it and picking up off your daughter and your her dad. You know, he can't accept that you don't want him anymore, that he's not important in your life, that you've moved on. You know, you love your child, and that's your priority, your daughter. So that's one issue with him.
Mm-hmm.
He, it's almost like he's stubborn or hard-headed, like, I can't believe that she doesn't know. It's done. It's a done deal. You're done with him. You just want him to be the father that he should be to his daughter. If he can't learn to be a father, and I mean, don't be asking, you know, she's only four. Don't be asking her about, what's your mama doing? Who's she with? And blah, blah, blah. That, she's a little
mm-hmm.
child. She's a baby.
Well, here's the thing.
How can I say this? Okay.
While we were together, he got me a car, and the car is in his name. And anytime that anything like happens, like a disagreement or an argument, and he did this yesterday, and he's done it before, he took the license plates off the car, and I have two opportunities for a job this week, and I'm kind of worried about missing out on those opportunities because I don't have license plates on my car anymore. And he basically told me he was going to destroy me. So.
All right, get a pencil and paper. We're gonna do something here. Get a pen and paper because I want
okay.
you to write this down.
Okay.
Were you ever married, or were you living together?
We were living together. He did ask me to marry him at one point, but I didn't take it.
God, so glad you didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, what you need to do is go, number one, to social services. This is the first
okay.
thing, and get a third party. Number one, him to pay child support, and number two, visitations. There needs to be a third person there. Because when you
okay,
allow
well,
him to take the daughter for the, huh?
He pays child support already, but there was around Easter there was an incident where he was upset with me because he felt like him, and that first time he took the plates off the car, and I called the police about it, and the police were like, well, there's nothing we can do about it because his name on the car,
right?
And And then the officer told me that we don't have an agreement in court for him to have my daughter at all. So the officer told me, you don't have to give her back when it comes time.
You need a parent.
That he
you don't have
her.
A parenting plan? Come on, Lindsay. You don't have a parenting plan?
We
Girl.
Have a parenting plan, but it was never authorized by a judge. So technically,
okay.
I don't have to give her. So the officer told me that I don't have to give her back to him if I don't want to. And then he told me that I need to go to the court to have child support revised. So
yes,
I just did all
please.
That.
Please. Okay, very good. The car, let it go. Tell him to come get it. You don't have to worry about the place. Tell him
but
to come get the car.
What am I going to do about
now,
a job?
Now, the job interviews, you have some friends or relatives that can take you and wait for you and bring you back home for those job interviews.
But if I get the job, how am I going to get there?
Well, then you're going to ask for help through friends or family. If somebody's got a little hoopty, they can get you from A to B, get you to work and back home. And if it's like $500 or a $1,000 car, then tell them, you know, you're just starting. You just got the interview. You're more likely going to get this job, pretty sure. And, you know, if they would, you know, like give them $100 and just say, like, once I start work, then I will pay the car off and give you the rest of the money. And I'm sure they would trust you for that because you're a good person. So they trust you for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, it's going to work out.
And
so,
I want to go to school.
You want to work and go to school. Okay, do they have buses?
Yeah.
From where you're at? No?
I don't think they have buses more in the city, and I'm not in the city.
So there's no buses that come out in your area for you to take to catch to get to the city. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, right. Well, the place that I'll be working at is not in the city, so it wouldn't help.
Okay. Number one, please go to court and update your parenting plan. You said you did. I hope you did. Number two, have as little conversation with him as possible. Have him come get the car. It's not worth it. Believe me, if you walk by faith and believe in Lindsay, doors will open up. Somebody, either a friend or a family that's got a little hoopty, because I can see it. Somebody's got a little hoopty. They don't mind letting you use it to get back and forth to work until you get up on your feet. But it's better in a peace of mind than going through what you are with him. He's got issues, and he's playing games. And I don't appreciate the way he keeps hammering at your daughter about information about you. That's why I just...
I didn't know that he did that. I had no idea that
he
did
does.
That.
Yes, he does. Okay, yes, he does. The angel showed me that, right? It's so strong. I'm angry. And I don't even know your ex-husband, but I'm angry because I see what he's doing to the child. She's stressing. The girl is 4 years old. What is she doing stressing? So I'm telling you, I don't mean to be fussing at you, but I'm just, you love your daughter, you love you. Look out for you, Lindsay, and your daughter. This man is not. It's nothing.
Yeah.
It's toxic. It's toxic. Until he learns to grow up and be a man and a father, hey, you know? But I can feel it and see it.
Yeah.
So do what you need to do. Also, I want you to get some sea salt, put it in a little container, keep it on your person at all time. I want you to also take sea salt and put it across your front doorstep. You got a welcome mat?
Okay.
Outside your front door?
Oh, and speaking of my door, he kicked my door in before, too, so.
Oh, my God. Okay. You're just validating the stuff I'm saying. Okay, anyway, put the salt across your front doorstep under the mat.
Okay.
That way nobody will see it. What it does, it'll deter negativity from entering your domain.
Okay.
Yeah. Do those things. But it will work out for you to go to the job interview and get a job. It will. I would tomorrow call around and find out who's got a little car that you could use temporarily. You know.
Okay.
And whatever you can do, get that man out your life, please.
I'm trying so very hard.
Yeah, well, and another thing, if you have to, and I'm seeing this now, get a no trespass order. Get a no trespass order where he can't come to your house or 5 miles or 10 miles within wherever you're at. I think you need to do that. I would. I'd go back to court and get a no trespass order, as well as, you know, you said you updated your parental thing and child support. Okay? Do that for you, to protect you and your daughter.
Okay.
All right. Lindsay, call me back and let me know how you're doing, okay? And I'm going to be praying
okay,
for you and
you
your
so
daughter. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right. Have a wonderful week. You're listening to Free Psychic Readings here on the Essence of Success Radio Network with Linus. Miss Nina's out this Sunday. She's having a family celebration. She'll be back next Sunday. And happy birthday, of course, to all the cancer people around the world or chat room or on the phone. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914, area code 646-727-2914. Also, again, in the chat room, welcome to What's the Frequency, Teresa, Georgia Peach, you're all welcome, and to the guests, welcome to the show. Okay, next caller is area code 334. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. My name is Shakira. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're most welcome, Shakira. Thank you for coming, calling the show.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
So what can I answer for you with that pretty name?
Thank you. I just want to know, will I meet my life partner soon? And is there any details that you can give me about him, such as, you know, his appearance, location, just any information you can give me?
Okay, Shakira, did you just get through with a relationship? I'm getting a headache on the left side of my head.
Yes, ma'am.
Or did you just break up with somebody? Okay, wow. They must have been a pain in the butt. Because I got, whoa, it just kind of flared out across my head going, so.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a done deal. You're done with that, right?
Yes, ma'am. I know I need to be, so I'm done with that.
Okay, because for me to look at somebody else, you have to be done with your past. Otherwise, the other person is not going to come in until you're finished with what you're doing.
I'm
so,
done.
Okay. All right, let's see. I'm getting a little nervousness. Are you sure you're ready to look for another man, or you just want somebody there to keep him away? Because I'm getting nervousness. Let me put it like this. Are you looking for another man because you're really looking for a companionship, or are you just on the rebound because this other guy got on your nerves and now you want somebody else to take his place? Because, of course, you have taken time out to get to know Shakira before you moved on to the next man, right?
No, not really.
Okay. Check on Shakira first and then call me back and I'll look for a man. Get yourself together first, and then the man will come. Because if you're not together, the energy and the spirit world can't bring it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So make sure you're done with the other and open yourself up so that you're not nervous, you're at peace, and everything is okay. And I'll tell you who the guy is that's coming.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right?
You be on every Sunday?
Yes, ma'am. Every Sunday at 3 p.m. Well, 3 o'clock my time. I don't know where you are. It's 6 o'clock on the East Coast and 3 o'clock on the West Coast. So if you're in between, it could be 4 or 5.
Yes, ma'am. Well, is there anything that you can tell me? Any messages from the angels? Any messages?
Love yourself.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what I told the other lady earlier in the show. Love yourself, forgive yourself, and think the highest good every day when you get up. I love me, I forgive me, and I thank you, highest good. Now, highest good is whatever. Maybe you say God, Muhammad, I don't know. Up to you. But say that every morning you get up. You don't know what the day holds, and you don't care what it holds, but you love yourself, and you forgive yourself for whatever the day holds. Who knows? And thank you. Thank you, highest good, for making all that possible.
Do I have to stop communicating with him, with the ex altogether? Just stop communicating?
I would, but that's me. I don't really know him that well, but he gave me a headache when I started talking to you. So when they give me a headache, it's like the last word is no, N-O,
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
You're not happy. Are you happy?
No, and I haven't been happy in a long
time. There you go. You just answered your question. You answered your question. Should you keep communicating? No. If you're not happy and you don't have peace in your life, let me do Medea. You ain't got no peace in your house. Let that go, baby girl. Let it go.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's not you anyway. That's not you anyway. You got a lot of goodness in front of you. Let that bad go. You're better than that. And I know you are. I can feel your spirit. Okay, so get yourself together. Call me back next Sunday, and let me look up and see who that guy is coming, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for calling. All right, it's 4 o'clock on the West Coast, and it's about 7 o'clock on the East Coast. You're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914, and the chat room is open. And you know what? Let me check and see if there's any questions. Do you see a job coming for me anytime soon? Okay, this is from Miss Georgia Peach. All right, let me see. Running to the job. Whoa. I don't know where you applied for or you're getting ready to apply, but you're running, which means that job is like real quick. It's like if you apply tomorrow, you're there Wednesday. So I don't know. And I'm getting a little bit of a headache on the right side of my temple, Georgia Peach. Okay, apply. If you haven't applied, apply. The turnaround won't be long. You'll get the job. If you apply on Monday, trust me, in less than 10 days' time, you'll be working. So, yeah. And I'm seeing administrative. Huh. Okay, but anyway, the angel showed you running. So I know whatever job that you apply for, it's going to turn around and you'll be working very soon, quickly. Okay. Thank you, Georgia Peach. All right, next, back to the phone line. Next caller is area code 404. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Ashia. And this is my first time calling. Just a general.
Well, welcome to the show.
Because I have so many questions about, you know, love, money, and career, but just whatever comes up, I guess.
Okay, just one question. But spell your name for me so I can concentrate. How do you spell
okay,
that
yes,
for
ma'am.
Me?
Okay, A-S-H-I-A.
Ashia?
Yes,
is that
ma'am.
Right? Oh,
mm-hmm.
That's pretty. I like
thank
that.
You.
Sounds almost yeah. spiritual. Okay, so give me one thing to concentrate on. Love, career, job, children, family, what?
I guess whatever comes up.
Well, yeah, but it's better if you give me something to focus on, because when I go to the angels, they're looking at you too and telling me about whatever the question is. So what's most important to you right now? Let's put it like that. What's your priority?
Okay, my priority right now is, I guess you could say, like, my job, my career.
Okay.
Then it's like love, too. I guess I just ask about my career.
Yeah. Okay. So you're working now, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So are you looking for a promotion? 6 months. Wow. Listen to me. The angels are showing me right now in 6 months you could get a promotion, but also somebody, there's a gentleman from another company that's going to come and talk to you. I look like he goes to the same church you do. Yeah, he's a member in the church. But anyway, he's going to come to you and tell you in 6 months there's another job, and this job is just going to throw you for a loop because it's paying $10 more an hour. I mean, it's a good job. $10
more an
hour.
Is it the same thing I'm doing or different?
No, it's different. It's going to be a little bit different, but it's $10 more an hour, yeah. It's a little bit different.
It is a guy that works with me to go to my
church. He's a deacon in the church. The angels are telling me he's a deacon in the church. Yeah.
At work with
but whatever company that he works for,
mm-hmm.
I don't think he's the owner. He works for the company. He comes and, you know, you he hears that you're looking for a job, and so he mentions this to you, but it's a good thing, and you're there. It's permanent. I'm going to tell you, Ashia, it's permanent. So when you get on with this company, it's $10
now?
More an hour. You'll be there till you retire.
Is it a career? Because
yep.
I do security.
Yeah,
now,
it's a career.
And I was thinking about going
yeah.
to school for phlebotomy.
Okay, well, that's fine. Maybe while you're in school and you're looking for a job, this gentleman, you know, but it's in 6 months, so it's not right now. It's like 6 months
right.
from now. Yeah. But
either. So I retire.
Yeah, but it's good.
Okay.
Oh my God. I saw
what
dollar signs
kind of
and then the angel showed me one and a zero. I was like, oh wee. I get that
I
too often,
ten,
that kind of pays increase.
Right. Do they
so
show
whatever
you
you're doing now, keep
is?
Doing it. Keep doing it, but you
okay.
know, put your feelers out.
Okay.
What's
a feeler?
Come September. Oh, you know, like, you know, maybe apply for other jobs or ask people anything going on in your company or what's happening at Microsoft or, you know, like that. And this is how you get
okay.
your feedback and the word will get around that, you know, you want to do something else or do something better with more money.
Right.
And that's how it'll get
okay.
around. Yeah.
Do they
yeah.
tell you what kind of job it is, though? No. They don't tell you?
Yeah. Solicitation, but it's like, I'll give this example, but this is not what you're doing. It's greater than this. Say, for instance,
okay.
you would call people and say, do you need your carpets clean? Okay, well, you know, I can send some guys over there tomorrow and clean your carpet, blah, blah, blah. So that type of solicitation, but not that.
Oh,
this is
you
bigger.
Mean dispatch. I think you mean dispatching. Is
okay.
Because that's
greater.
What I do now.
Yeah. Okay, well, it's
I
greater
CCTV
than that.
I do CCTV dispatch. Oh.
Okay.
And that's what I do,
so
like
it's gonna be even
somebody
greater.
Radio
yeah.
and I radio someone to their house. But I've been doing applications for that, so that's good that you said that.
Yeah.
I think,
well,
maybe. It sounds like, because I'm not good with sales.
Okay, but it's yeah, it's not sales. I just gave
okay.
that as an example. No, 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 it's not sales, but it's like solicitation because you're calling people to get whatever done. It could be a project, you know, a report. So, you know, you're, maybe you're the person that, like, the go-to. You know, you're the go-to person, like, okay, Ann, I need you to do this, and John, I need you to do this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's greater than what you're doing, and it's $10 more an hour. So maybe
mm-hmm.
you end up as a go-to person, and the solicitation is, you know, like, I need you to do this and, you know, get that done over there.
That's what I
so.
Do now. Okay. I
okay, well, you're good at what you're doing
because
it's going to be even better. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you
yeah.
so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Call.
Keep on, you know, you can always call me back, too, to find
okay,
out.
Okay, every Sunday you
say. How about
your love
life?
How do
life,
I reach you by doing,
heart.
Like, right? How do I reach you about, like, one-on-one calls? Because it was so much I wanted to ask because I just had a miscarriage and I wanted to ask if I was going to have any more kids. So it was a lot. I didn't know what to pick from.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. If you go to the website is www, and this is all
mm-hmm.
one line, the
okay.
essence of
yes.
success. The
okay.
essence of success.com. Go to the right,
okay.
you'll have a listing, and look for psychic readings and go down, and you'll get us, you know, for your reading.
Okay. Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
Monday through Friday, 11 in the morning till 7 at night, so no problem.
Okay.
You know, if
okay,
you work,
great.
You can catch me after work.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Thank you for calling, Ashia.
Thank you.
Ashia,
thank you. Have a blessed
welcome.
Day now.
You have a wonderful week. Okay, next caller. Area code, oh, we can get it. Okay. Area code 704. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Oh, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How are you, young lady?
I'm good. Job prospects. Do you see any coming up?
Okay. What field are you in? And I'll have the angels concentrate on that.
Healthcare administration field.
Healthcare, okay. Healthcare. They're showing me a bouncing ball. Do you do therapy, like help people, physical therapy? There it is. Do you do physical therapy with people?
I've done insurance counseling.
Oh, okay. Because they were showing me a ball, like physical therapy, you working with them to, you know, get their strength back. Or maybe it's in physical therapy field. Have you ever thought about doing that administrative work or getting people signed up for, you know, doing their physical therapy?
I mean, I've worked front office before.
Okay, because that's what they're showing me is physical therapy. Okay. Yeah, now I see you. There you are. You're sitting there at the desk. There's people coming in. There you are. You're sitting there behind the desk. And, oh, yeah, because, look, one lady knows you. She's like, hi, just going on and on. Yeah, okay. So you will move to the physical therapy. How you're going to do that, they're not showing me, but you will be in physical therapy setting patients up and getting them to go or make sure that they're there on time, whatever. And you said insurance, so, wow, you're double. That's good. I mean, yeah, that's really good. But that's what I see. And I see a hospital. Are you working at a hospital now? Because that's what they're showing me.
No, I just finished up a temp assignment a couple weeks ago, and so I've been putting applications out. So.
Okay, well, whoever that you apply for, the third app that you put in, you'll get on permanently. So maybe through that third application, whatever that is that you put in, somehow they're going to maneuver you around this, the physical therapy, but you will get hired permanently. And, I mean, this job is going to take you through – years. They're telling me you can go 5 to 10 years in this position. So I guess it's up to you how long you want to be there. And the pay is good. It's not outstanding, but it's good, Melissa. It's good pay.
Is there a time?
You're in the 20s. You're in the 20s, so it's good pay.
Okay. Is there a time frame?
Let's see. July. The latter part of July and the first of August.
Okay.
By August, there were a definite change in work.
Okay.
Yep.
That'll be great.
Yep, by the first week of August. So I don't know, maybe as you're applying, you get hired by the end of July and you start the first week of August, but you're there. First week of August, I see you working.
Okay.
You know, so,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Congratulations. Okay. Let me say that right
Thanks.
Quick for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. And you have a wonderful week, and thanks for being in the health industry because we need y'all.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a wonderful week, Melissa, and thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right. Next caller is area code 708. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Lynn. Thank you.
Your name is Lynn?
Yes.
Oh, well, Lynn, you're talking to Lynn. Go ahead. It's Lennis, but, you know, the family calls me Lynn. All right, Miss Lynn, Sister Lynn, what can I help you with today?
Okay, my job ended on Friday, and I put my feelers out with a prayer. How long do you think before I can expect something?
I see fire Thursday and Friday. Something's going to light up. That window's open. So the fire I see, I mean, it's not like, okay, I should say, it's not like a raging fire, like a house on fire. It's a fire that something is going to happen. And it's just so big and so hot. So Thursday and Friday of this week, you should hear something.
Oh,
something this week.
Cool.
And it's like, it's almost like you feel, really? I mean, it kind of takes you by surprise, but you're like, really? And it's like, yeah, yeah, we want you to come to work. Come on. Yeah.
That's so great.
I'm also seeing they're showing me a fire engine or the fire department, and I'm seeing the trucks. I'm seeing the guys. City. Now they're showing me have you thought about working for the city and the fire department? You know, like administrative work or hiring? Wow.
I used to do that a long time ago. I work with children now.
Okay. Okay, I don't know why. They showed me that you were, but not working in the fire department, but like at the city, if you did it, you know, you whatever they were over the
that's
fire department. Yeah, that is. Huh. Okay, well, anyway, Thursday and Friday, hot. Good stuff.
Okay,
good
I'm going to let you know.
And the last Friday of this month, the angel says that you're going to get a surprise. It's a good surprise. The last Friday of July.
Oh,
I see
good.
You smiling like a Cheshire cat. You are just grinning. Whoa. They're not showing me what it is, though. They said it's just a surprise. They won't show me. But you're grinning. It must be real good. Whatever that
okay.
is. What is the last Friday? What's the last when Friday of this month? The 28th is the last Friday. So just mark that down on the 28th. Something you're going to get a big surprise. And it's going to be good.
I'm going to definitely get back to you.
Okay, please do. Yeah.
I will.
Ooh. It might be something sexy. But anyway, okay, Lynn. Well, thank you for calling and let me know.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Have a good
Have
evening.
A wonderful week. Yes, ma'am.
You too. I'll let you know. Bye-bye.
Oh, please. Yeah. Okay. Next call, area code 852. Okay. There we go. Area code 862. I'm sorry. My bad. Area code 862, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this? Hello? 862, you're on the air. Hello. Okay, going on to the next call. Area code 619, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Donna.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good, thank you. I wanted to see if you see me sticking with the same job that I have now, or do you see that changing?
Oh, okay. What field are you in?
It's caregiving.
I'm sorry?
Caregiving job.
Caregiving? Okay.
Caregiver. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, those are important, let me tell you. All y'all in the health field, I appreciate you because it's important.
Thanks.
If nothing else, I mean, if you don't have your health, my God. So I appreciate y'all. Okay, so you want to know, are you going to remain in that field or something different?
Yeah.
Or?
I know, like, do you see me remaining in the job that I have now for the person, or do you see me?
Oh, you got some more people. Whoa, Donna, you got three more people coming up. You're going to be working. There's three more people.
Okay.
It's two ladies. And a gentleman. The gentleman is an older man. He's probably in his 70s, and I think he has cancer. The next one, middle-aged lady, but I think she's surviving after a stroke. For some reason, she had a stroke, but it was light. It's not real bad. She had a light stroke, but anyway, your age and you is just perfect for her. She just loves you to death. And then the other one, show me angels. What is it on the first one? Communication. Something about speaking. I don't know if you're going to help them to learn how to talk again.
Oh.
No.
That would be interesting.
Not learning how to talk. It's speaking. It's almost like you're being social with this person, but it helps this person to talk, to come out.
Okay.
I mean, I see you like, okay, there's a woman. I see you're sitting there and you're talking to her, and she has a problem with communicating or speaking. Yeah, but you help her. It's like with you just sitting there being social with her or having a cup of tea, it makes her talk, makes her come out. So you're helping her, even though you may feel like, well, you know, I feel like I'm just wasting time here. No, you're not. You really are helping her. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's three people. You're getting ready to get some calls. You're going to get calls. There's three more people. Your income is going to increase, too.
Yeah. Well, I haven't, like, been out there. Cause it, yeah, so that's kind of That's kind of interesting. I have a job now. I haven't really looked, so that's kind of interesting. I'm going to get a call.
Okay, well, if you put out there caregiver, you're going to get 3 calls right away. Yes, okay. Ma'am. And like I said, it's an increase in salary or money in
That'd
your house.
Great.
So, yeah, you'll get more money. But, yeah, there's 3 people that are waiting on you. So call in the caregivers and tell them you're available.
Okay.
Because, you know,
I
you
will.
Adjust
Thank
that
you so
with
much.
Your time, right?
Yeah.
With them, morning, noon, or night,
that
whatever
good.
It may be.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
All
yeah,
right.
Congratulations.
Good. Thank you so much. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
You too.
Okay. Next call. Oh, let me check the chat room. Yeah, I've been going on and on and on. Okay, everybody's okay. All right, just checking, making sure everybody's okay. All right, next call, area code 702. You're on the air with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. This is Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you today?
Oh, boy. I don't know.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Why do I feel like slapping somebody right now?
Somebody deserves to be slapped.
I know. I mean, before the angels could even talk to me, I'm listening to you, and I just feel like I want to slap the shit out of somebody.
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse my language. Anyway, go ahead.
Well,
I'm empathetic, so I can feel you. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Well, I was a live-in caretaker for an elderly person, and he got violent, and he threatened to kill me. He didn't pay me. He cut my cat on the head. Just all kinds of stuff.
Oh.
So, yeah. So I basically packed and moved into a hotel, and I'm having panic attacks, and I've been here for 4 months.
Bless your
heart. I'm taking him to court. I finally have a court date in, like, 6 weeks.
Okay.
But I'm having
Bless
problems. I'm having problems. I'm having panic attacks. I started a new part-time job, and I got sick on the job. I got, like, strep throat on the job because of the job and in the call center, and I ended up in the hospital because I have asthma. It went into my lungs. I've been sick for a week. My landlord is giving me a problem because I'm late with the rent, and I'm basically panicking.
Wait, who's Josh? Hold up. Who's Josh?
Josh.
The angels are telling me that Josh will give you some money to help you out. $500, matter of fact. Josh will give you $500 to help you out.
Wow.
Do you know who that is? He's a white guy. He's a brunette. He has a part on the right-hand side. He wears his hair part. And he's a friend of yours. Nice guy. The angels are telling me he's a very generous soul. He's not rich, but he is a generous soul, and he will help you. But they're telling me, Josh, Josh.
No, I don't really know a Josh. There is someone here at the hotel, that Jason, that's really cool to me, but I don't know him personally. And he's kind of like been a guardian angel in a way, but I don't know that he'd do that. I mean, I guess it's possible, but I'm just panicking.
Okay, well,
because,
maybe it's Jason. No. Maybe it's Jason, because they showed me Josh, but maybe it is Jason. I would ask him, because they're saying the guy's nice. You know, it's
he
not
is.
Like, because he gives you money then to help you, that you have to turn around and have sex with him or go out with him. No, he's not that kind of person. He won't do that.
No, he's married.
He'll just be
he's
really a friend. Like, I want to help you out. So
Yeah,
talk to Jason.
Oh, wow.
And you're going to come out good. The angels are telling me on your court case, you're going to come out good.
Good,
yep,
good.
You're
going to
come out good. They're telling me that right now. So don't worry.
Oh, wow.
You'll be fine. They'll believe you, believe me.
I think so, too. I'm just worried. I think that this job was not a good fit for me as well. And then my tooth broke this morning, so now I have to go to the dentist tomorrow. And I don't know if I need emergency surgery to pull this tooth. And if I don't go back to work this week, I'm not going to have a full check. And so I'm just, like, completely panicking.
Yeah.
I mean, this came out of nowhere. I have had no dental problems for 20 years. So it's like, I just don't think, I think something's telling me do not go back to that job. There's something better. But I need to get through the week, and I don't know how I'm going to get through the week. I've applied for assistance, and, you know,
good,
I'm just, like,
good.
Living on a prayer, basically.
Yeah, I'm glad that you applied for assistance. That's good.
I don't want to have to go to the
yeah.
women's shelter.
Yeah, the universe
thing,
is
you
telling
know?
You that, no, that job is not yours.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the universe is putting in blockers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't,
mm-hmm.
yeah. I understand what you're saying, but no, they don't want you to go back. But there's openings. If you apply for caregiving at, you know, other people, there are openings for you. So you'll get
mm-hmm.
right back out. You won't, you know what I mean? You won't be long without money.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, too, you'll be able this time, Elizabeth, to interview. So if you don't feel about this person for caregiving, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're like, no, send me to somebody else. You won't even be there long enough for what happened this time for that to ever
yeah.
happen again. You're gone. So,
well, that's not my profession. I felt sorry for the person, and I did it, and I do not ever want to do that again. I just have a really negative.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
So what's your profession then? Let me concentrate on that.
Data entry. I ran a data entry
okay.
office, and I was making like $16 an hour, and everybody's telling me, oh, you know, you're overqualified, and we don't pay that much here. And so, like, you know, they're paying $9 an hour, maybe, $8.50, $10.
Real estate. Let me tell you, the angels are telling me.
Yes.
Yeah, the angels
yes.
are telling me right now, real estate. And you can go in there and do data entry because, you know, so much information has to be online, right, for the
yes,
house
yes,
and people are looking.
Yes.
But the angels are saying right now, real estate is where you want to go.
That's
so
exactly
I would apply
what I want
real
to
estate.
Do.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep, go to real estate and just apply for administrative work, of course, but data entry is your specialty, and they're saying you'll get hired.
Oh, wow.
Hired.
That's what I was doing in Chicago before I came back here. That's so awesome. Thank you.
Yes. So put out your feelers. You know, this week, maybe get online and, you know, see, you know, big companies. Go with a
yes.
big company. Don't go with a small real estate agency. I mean, I don't know where you live, what companies are big. But go with a big one because that's the one that's going to hire you. That's what they're showing
awesome.
Me. So. You know, if there's multi-million-dollar real estate company, then boom, you're there. That's you.
Right.
But, yep. Yeah. And you'll get hired. The angels are telling you you'll get hired. That's you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. And you'll have a peace of mind and your salary will be big. Oh, my God. I didn't know it's time. They're telling me that I got 90 seconds. I'm going off the air. Okay, Elizabeth. Anyway, call me back and let me know. But there you go, the real estate. That's your job.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Oh, you guys, it's just been such a good day. Oh, my God. Thank you, the people around the world. Thank you, the people in the chat room. And all you folks on the phone, thank you so much. This was really a wonderful show today. And I'm so sorry I didn't realize I was going so until they're warning me that the show is getting ready to end. So I guess I should start playing the music. But anyway, thank you again, everybody, for joining me today. And if you need a reading, don't forget, go to www.theessenceofsuccess.com and scroll down the psychic reading, and you'll get me and Nina Monday through Friday, 11 in the morning till 7 at night. Thank you, all the people in the chat room, all the folks on the phone. I enjoyed y'all today. Just really had a good time. And other people that were listening that didn't call in. So have a good week. Remember, the full moon started yesterday. We'll have that for about 4 or 5 days. And because it's full moon, you know, people can get a little nutty. So just be patient and have an understanding. All right, y'all. I love you. And if no one's told you they love you today, I do. See you next time.